Talk Live, 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231, the Friday edition of the show. And we kick off hour number two. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
We got lots on the way, including, Manwich, you got a story about another instance of eminent domain.
Mm-hmm.
Not good news, huh?
No.
All right. That's coming up. Plus, information about men and women's emotional wiring. We'll talk about that. But first, Energy Star. You've seen the logo. When you turn on your computer, there's usually a little Energy Star logo.
And cute little script with a big star behind it, and it's got a sweeping-looking rainbow over it.
There's usually an Earth in the picture, I think.
Yeah.
It's on every refrigerator you buy.
Right. It's on all kinds of appliances. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people just see that logo, and they think, gosh, that's neat. It's energy efficient.
Right.
Well, I just happened to find out today. I don't know. I don't remember what happened, what cued this. But I just found out that Energy Star was a government program. I didn't know that. I just thought it was like a consumer agency, like, you know, one of those independent things, like
Underwriters
Laboratories. Yeah, like Underwriters Laboratories. That's what I thought it was. I thought it was just a, and we were helping to make things more energy efficient.
Well, God knows Energy Star's brand is relatively new on the scene, whereas UL's been around a long time. We wouldn't have anything new like that not be a government program.
Well,
because Americans can't live without the government.
So what is Energy Star?
Well, I found out it was a government program. So the first, my, you know, libertarian gene went off. And, you know, I was like, what? Government program?
What's wrong with it?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, well, what's wrong with it then? I mean, it's interesting. I've seen it on these, you know, monitors and whatnot. So I just wondered. I was just like, what's wrong with it? So I just click into a search engine right away. Mm-hmm. No questions asked. I got an article from last month by CBS News that talks about Energy Star. The article title, The Truth Behind Energy Star.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, do tell.
Well, it's a bitter pill for consumers to hear that a label they trust might not be so reliable. But that seems to be the story with the Energy Star logo, which is supposed to signal that an appliance is a particularly energy-efficient one. Smart Money magazine investigated and found that the logo can be deceiving. Leah Gallagher, senior editor, joined the early show Thursday to discuss the findings with co-anchor Julie Chen. It's really hard to walk into a Best Buy or a Home Depot without seeing these products everywhere, Gallagher said. This label is being heavily promoted. We looked at how the program is run and how the products are tested, and it's not always what it's cracked up to be. Government program. With televisions, for example, Gallagher said the testing is flawed because it is done when the TV is turned off, not when it's turned on.
That's interesting.
Weird.
How much energy do TVs use when they're turned off?
Not much. Yeah. I mean, if anything, if you've got a TV with settings, like a channel, like you've got channels locked out, for instance, it has to remember those settings.
Right.
So if it's plugged in at the time, it might be using a very, very small amount of electricity to keep an internal chip hot, essentially.
Yeah.
Well, it says the companies are responsible for policing themselves. These agencies that run the program don't actually test the products.
Oh, my God.
Jen. So there's a variety of reasons why it's just not as energy efficient as these products claim and as consumers think the label signifies.
So there's a sentence. So wait. She just said that there's actually not any sort of testing division. There's just a government program called Energy Star. And I'm guessing this now. You can probably tell me if I'm right or wrong. But if a company wants to get the logo, they submit some paperwork that says,
hey,
some money.
We've got some money, probably.
Hey, we've done this testing. Okay, here you go. You can use our logo.
Here's your sticker. Here's your sticker.
Yeah, and they probably, you know, they pay money, and then they get money. This Energy Star gets money in tax dollars. Yep, it's just a waste. Government program, just pork. The magazine found that the testing is least reliable on TVs, air conditioners, desktop computers, laptop computers, and VCRs. Where have you seen the logo?
Wait, it was least reliable on
least
all those things?
Least reliable on TVs, air conditioners, desktop computers, laptop computers, and VCR.
Well, I will admit that the only place that I've ever looked for the Energy Star logo is on a refrigerator, because I wanted the refrigerator that used the least amount of energy. And what I found was smaller refrigerators use less energy than big ones.
Yeah.
So I can totally see why it would make sense on refrigerators, because, you know, they put that right there on the information. People want to know that.
It has more information. It has more information. It says the way these things are tested, there's one standard test, and it doesn't really account for variations in the humidity. She said an air conditioner in Florida is at 90 degrees where it's humid, has to work a lot harder than one in Arizona, even at the same temperature. So the constant temperature means that it's not necessarily going to tell you exactly how much you're going to be using and how much you are going to be saving. Gallagher said the Energy Star logo is more reliable on dishwashers, refrigerators, freezers, and washing machines, and consumers are willing to pay the higher price in exchange for lower utility bills. What we found is, roughly speaking, that prices are about 20% to 30% higher on products bearing the Energy Star logo. So there's some incentive there.
Yeah.
And they are selling more. Refrigerator sales are with the logo are something like 40%. Are up like something like 40%. So
where's Bill O'Reilly on this? He's really not looking out for us on this Energy Star thing. I mean,
Bill O'Reilly.
The government's out here passing out labels willy-nilly so the companies can charge 30% more for their products with Energy Star labels, and he's not looking out for us.
He's not a consumer reporter, is he?
He's looking out for me, right?
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Dork.
Well, Gallagher said certain products, including dryers, ovens, home water heaters, toasters, or toaster ovens, and MP3 players, should never have the logo, but often do. This is one of the most egregious violations, he told Chen. Clothes dryers use so much energy, and they all basically use the same energy no matter what.
Sure, it's a hot coil that you blow air across
right.
in order to dry your clothes. That's not energy efficient because that hot coil is heated up with resistance.
Mm.
That's how you use electricity.
He says they're excluded from the program. They aren't allowed to participate. But some stores display rows of dryers with the Energy Star label prominently displayed. Probably because retailers are allowed to participate in the marketing of the Energy Star program. While managers promise...
So they just stick it on things?
While managers promised to correct the mistake... In the meantime, lots of consumers went in and bought a dryer thinking that they were going to save energy. It's not possible. Gallagher said a more reliable way of checking whether a product is energy efficient is to look at the energy guide, which is on the back of all appliances. It's a black and yellow and black label mandated by the Federal Trade Commission, she said. And that's the energy guide label. This isn't the marketing splash of the Energy Star. It's an FTC-required label that tells you where this falls in the range of the other appliances and how much you'll save per year. This is a much better indicator. Not that the Energy Star means it's bad.
I even question that, you know? That black and white yellow label that you see on
it. It's just not what consumers are led to believe. Yeah, I mean, what she's basically saying, that label, see all the problems with that label? No, this label, we don't have those problems. Even though that whole government system, we've got a better government system over here. We don't have all the exact same problems.
A manufacturer that would stick the Energy Star label on a machine that wasn't good on energy might just perhaps pencil whoop the label on the back of the machine with how much energy it uses too.
Yeah, who knows? I wish I had fully read this in advance because then I would have looked up and seen if there was any articles similar to this on that FTC sticker because I'm sure there is.
maybe so.
If anybody wants to wiki that,
it's certainly questionable. Now. Okay, well, what if the Energy Star thing was gone? What if the government program was ended?
And chaos in the streets!
What could the
dishwashers would be exploding with fires!
What could the marketplace come up with in replacing it?
Well,
here's
an example. When TV was relatively new, Timex was using television commercials to market its watch.
Mm-hmm.
And they would do some crazy things to their watches. They drop a dump truck on it.
Right.
And then they go get it and...
Well, buy our watch! It's dump truck proof!
It would say...
See?
You know,
boop!
Crash! Takes a licking and keeps on ticking.
There you go.
You know, you remember? Now, I'm making it up with the dump truck.
They just have a guy with a sledgehammer. Crash! Crash!
At one point, they changed their ad campaign to doing some really crazy things like sledgehammers and dump trucks to watches. And
I remember the sledgehammer commercial.
And then they, hold up a broken watch and say, well, don't hit your watch with a sledgehammer.
Jacques Cousteau took this 1,000 feet below.
But they did that. And they could very well, manufacturers could very well do marketing that shows for a fact, right there in front of people, that their product does use less electricity.
Plus, there could also be a third-party solution, like the Underwriters Laboratories. We'll explain why it is that companies can't just slap the UL logo on their products. Coming up, 800-259-9231.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
there are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Friday edition of the show, Inside Hour number 2, 1-800-259-9231. And we invite you to join us on our website where we have archives. So if you've missed a moment of the program, get them for free right there on the front page. There's no membership fee. You don't have to jump through any hoops. It's free. FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. To learn more and join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org.
So, Johnson has brought in a story about Energy Star. It's that logo that you see on all kinds of appliances and computer monitors and various other different things. And it turns out that it's not all it's cracked up to be, Johnson. Why don't you recap essentially what we've learned so far?
Well, so far we learned that all these different companies are just basically slapping the logo on and have just no requirements. I mean, the requirements to get this logo are basically to just fill out some paperwork and send the government some money and, suddenly your product is going to be all sorts of energy efficient.
Which
and,
means you can raise the price by 20 to 30% apparently as well.
Yep. You can raise it some 40% in some cases.
I mean, you could put one refrigerator out, and you could put the exact same model refrigerator out, slap the Energy Star logo on it, and people will pay more for that.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's the same exact model. So it's an important logo. It's been marketed well. People believe it means something when, in fact, maybe it really doesn't mean much at all. So the question here is, you know, if we were to get rid of the government Energy Star program, you know, what would prevent people, what would prevent unscrupulous businesses from just slapping some other energy-efficient logo on their appliances?
Sure, something they market. I always like the Eddie Bauer marketing thing. They, you know, they slap on all kinds of things to make them seem a little rougher and tougher.
Yeah.
Have you seen what the hell is that?
Oh, my my former lady, her car is an Eddie Bauer car.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
It means it costs more, has yeah. more, a couple more gizmos.
So we're talking.
So the thing is that people think that they can trust the government. They think that they could, they've got this whole notion in their heads that it's a government organization. We can trust it. We can't trust a private organization because they'll just be accepting money and donations and bribes.
Which is exactly what this government organization is doing.
Oh, but they're the government.
Yeah. Well, they're here to protect us.
They're here to protect us. It's their job.
Now, Underwriters Laboratories is definitely an organization that's there to protect you. And your favorite, of course, Consumer Reports, John.
Right, that's
both,
my favorite.
They're both Consumer Reports is more visible. They've got a magazine. They do just recommendations.
I wish they just had some more free components.
Free components?
To their stuff. In other words, if you go to the Consumer Reports website, they cost money.
Well, they cost
a
money.
Good deal of money.
They cost money for a reason. They have no ads.
They have no ads, and it's really useful service, too. I mean,
well, maybe they need more
really
competition.
Good. Yeah.
They need somebody else to start up Johnson's Consumer Reports or something like that. Well, anyway, Underwriters Laboratories, it's a logo that you've seen. You may not have realized what it is, but if you've ever looked on the bottom of a toaster, there it is. UL stands for Underwriters Laboratories. It is not a government organization. It's a private organization that certifies that appliances are not going to burn up. So, for instance, that toaster, when you hit the toast button and you walk away, Underwriters Laboratories has tested that unit and has said, you know what, there's no wiring mishaps going on here. Everything has been done safely on the inside of the unit. If you don't have the Underwriters Laboratories logo on it, it might very well just catch on fire. I mean, there's some serious risk involved there. If you've got some sort of made-in-China toaster that's being sold at a Big Lots store or something like that, and it doesn't have that UL logo on it, beware, because you're taking a risk for that $5 discount or whatever it is you're getting. Now, Walmart or Black & Decker, for instance, can't just slap on the UL logo, because when they bring, as a vendor, when they bring their products to Walmart and say, hey, here's our new Toast-O-Matic 5000. Look, it's got the UL logo on it. You'll put this on your store shelves, won't you? Because there's dealing that goes on behind the scenes on in the retail business. And so Walmart says, well, that looks like a good Toastmaster 5000. We'll consider that. They check with Underwriters Laboratories to make sure that that unit actually does indeed have Underwriters Laboratories certification, and then they put it on their shelves. If it doesn't have Underwriters Laboratories certification, they'll laugh that person right out of their office. Why? Because they don't want their customers' houses burning down. They don't want their customers having defective products, or as few as possible,
now,
so they are actually protecting you.
Contrast that with, if you look at EnergyStar.gov, their website, the prominent thing that you'll see on there is protect our environment for future generations. Energy Star is a government-backed program helping businesses and individuals to protect the environment through superior energy efficiency. Contrast that with the investigation, one of the first people to do an investigation, Lee Gallagher from Smart Money Magazine, says, the companies are responsible for policing themselves. The agencies that run the program don't actually test the product. But they're helping you to protect the environment through superior energy efficiency. How? By taking money and doing nothing?
Just putting a feel-good logo and a feel-good website together.
Just
that's all they're doing.
Bunch of donut-eating bureaucrats.
And, of course, it's even arguable that it's not doing anything to hurt. I mean, the fact that your refrigerator uses a little bit of extra energy can be argued as not doing a darn thing to hurt the environment. I mean, the environmental issues out there are questionable at best. I refer to the skeptical environmentalist Bjorn Lumberg, I believe is his name. He's a longtime environmentalist who went rogue, and he did his own research instead of accepting the facts as he thought they were. Did his own research and found out there's a lot of misinformation and just flat-out lies in the environmental movement. So,
oh, yeah.
I question a lot of it. Anyway, there you go.
They know, you know, the only thing that the environmental movement folks want to see is stuff that makes you feel good about yourself.
Yep.
It makes you all happy, shiny flowers.
They don't want reality.
Well, that's exactly what Energy Star is. It's a feel-good program.
They also like the cataclysmic future scenario, too.
Ice Age is coming.
Ice Age, global warming is going to cause an Ice Age, which I really don't understand, but I don't have to. and so far, we've seen a rise of temperature of 1 degree.
No, I don't think that they claimed it would cause an Ice Age.
Yeah, that's exactly what I heard claimed.
Global warming will cause an Ice Age. Yes, yes, it will. I need to send you information that explains it. It's very simple.
I don't think I'm going to read it all. I can't imagine me getting through it all. It just doesn't seem that interesting.
Okay, here's a very simple science for you. I can explain this very, very simply. Have you ever gone outside? Have you ever seen, you know, when you have black construction paper, you ever do that thing with a magnifying glass where the black construction paper absorbs light, catches on fire real fast?
Yeah.
Things that are dark outside are warmer, right?
Mm-hmm.
What color are glaciers?
White.
White, okay. So what happens if all the glaciers melt? Okay, you've got the global warming.
We would get hotter faster.
Florida would sink.
Okay. The other thing, so we have all this water comes in and covers up all the dark-colored land with water. Water is very good at retaining heat. So what happens then is after the glaciers melt and disrupt the flow of the Gulf Stream, which is a warm body of water that runs along the coasts and whatnot, which is also helping to melt those glaciers, what happens is all that stuff, you know, all the water that has then melted or whatever and covers the land, then we get a rapid drop in the Earth's temperature. So in order to compensate, the Earth to compensate for itself, freezes back up again. And when it freezes back up, it freezes up a lot more than it originally does, and it makes basically all of North America would be covered in ice. Everybody would have to move south.
Right, and that's presuming that the Earth does get a lot warmer over time, which it could get colder, it could get warmer.
Once the Gulf Stream is disrupted, we get a huge shift, is what happens. It's called a climate shift.
Well, that's, again, it's you're presuming that all this is going to happen, but
right.
The Earth could cool down. I mean,
right.
We don't know. It's the future. It's unpredictable. 800-259-9231. So freaking out about it and mandating all kinds of changes to industry is not very productive. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, The American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number, and you can bring up whatever you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. 800-259-9231. And we invite you to the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. Why are we inviting you there? Well, there's all kinds of interesting information, and all of it has been created by the listeners. You go there, you can get registered for an account, and you can edit the wiki yourself. You can add new pages to it. In fact, I think our listeners have created well over 500 unique pages on the wiki. Everything from issues that we talk about on the show to pages dedicated to the personalities, pages even dedicated to some of our frequent callers that we have on the air. So you'll find all that and more at wiki.freetalklive.com. Totally listener editable. So we've been talking about the Energy Star label and how you can just, apparently companies can just slap it on there as long as they send in some paperwork and some money to the government, or to the EPA specifically.
But at least they're not forcing them to slap a label on it.
No, they're not forcing them because then they wouldn't get money, right? Well, I mean, if it was mandated.
And retailers just have a program where they market the Energy Star label, which means they can slap it on anything they want.
Yes. Oh, they could probably still get money from fines. They just have to switch their business model.
This is true. Well, this makes it so that companies want to get involved because there's a profit incentive. They can increase their prices. Speaking of slapping labels on things, Declan McCullough over at CNET is reporting that, well, Attorney General Gonzalez has called for mandatory web labeling.
He needs to just be fired, and I hate that he's from Florida.
He used to face a firing squad. Website operators posting sexually explicit information must place official government warning labels on their pages or risk being imprisoned for up to 5 years, according to the Bush administration.
Or that's people that run porn sites from America. So if you run it from Canada, you don't need this labeling, right?
Basically.
Right, mandatory, this guy's an idiot.
A mandatory rating system will, quote, prevent people from inadvertently stumbling across pornographic images on the Internet.
As long as they're American sites that are on the Internet. This is so dumb.
Yeah. According to Alberto Gonzalez, in the Bush administration's...
Alberto Gonzalez is lying to you, people.
The Bush administration's
proposal... No, he's just a dummy, I'm sure. Actually, this one, I don't think he's even lying. I think he really is this stupid.
He can't be.
Why not? Why not?
It's that easy. I figured it out in seconds.
Figured what out?
How to get around this system. Why can't he figure it out? Why can he imagine for a moment that he's going to say, well, I'm the Attorney General, and I say that they need a little label on there to protect everybody. And
he just wants to
put
people in jail. He just wants to put people in jail and fine them. That's what he wants to do.
And he believes American people are just that dumb to buy this stuff and hate porn just that much to buy this stuff.
Well, the Bush administration's proposal would require commercial websites to place, quote, marks and notices, which will be devised by the Federal Trade Commission, on each sexually explicit page. The definition of sexually explicit broadly covers depictions of everything from sexual intercourse and masturbation to sadistic abuse and close-ups of fully clothed genital regions.
It's weird.
Fully clothed. I hope that Congress will take up this legislation promptly, said Gonzalez, who gave a speech about child exploitation recently. Second new crime would threaten with imprisonment. Website operators who mislead visitors about sex with deceptive, quote, words or digital images in their source code. For instance, a site that might pop up in searches for Barbie dolls or Teletubbies, but actually features sexually explicit photographs.
Oh, yeah. To tell you the truth, I'm not too against the idea there.
What do you mean?
Well, it's a little kind of immoral and sick for some of these porn sites, and they do it to put their porn ads in with searches that little kids would be making.
Yeah, but how do they know that somebody's not looking for, like, Barbie doll porn? I mean, maybe some people get off on that.
Then you would type
Barbie doll porn. Not just Barbie doll.
Well, maybe you should be sending your kids to a kids-safe search engine. Aren't there such things out there?
Okay, there's a huge difference between, for example, somebody going out and, say, listening to a radio station, and you have a radio, and say you have a radio host swearing on the air, okay? That's one thing. It's a public service. It's everywhere. Now, in this particular case, it's interactive. There's a search feature going on. In this case, that website is actively trying to put that content in the hands of kids.
Maybe.
There's no maybe about it.
If you search Barbie doll and it comes up Barbie doll porn, I'm sorry. That's trying to get it in the hands of kids.
But wait a minute.
There's nothing that the market can do about that.
Yes, they can.
Yeah, actually, that's not true.
Manwich, but parents that want to protect their kids from pornography on... parents are absolutely part of the marketplace. They make market choices and decisions every day. Parents that want to keep their kids safe from porn can very easily... subscribe to an internet service provider that is filtered. They can subscribe to a filtering service that they can put on their computer that doesn't allow access to certain things, and they can go to websites that only search safe sites.
And there are a lot of porn sites now that find that it's in their best interest to market a child-safe logo at the bottom of their page. A lot of these sites now are, there's actually an independent organization that has started up that you can put a little banner voluntarily at the bottom of these porn sites that it says that it's basically child safe, that there's no underage models on the site and all
that. Hold on
just a second. Do you think that somebody who's going to have a Barbie doll porn come up with a Barbie doll porn search is going to be voluntarily child safe?
But they may lose business.
I'm not done. These people are unscrupulous, and they're going to do what it takes to circumvent these parental buffers. Because what do? You just have a brand new site all the time. You change your site, your .com designation, and then buffers don't know.
There are private internet providers that lock out new sites. They only allow certain sites in. The parents that want to visit these websites have to ask them for approval to allow these sites to come through their service provider.
Now, what I was saying about the child safe thing is that what that child safe does is if a site has complied with that child safe logo, the site has a thing up front that has, you know, like clothes models or whatever that doesn't allow people access to the site without, you know, passwords and going through an authentication process.
So they don't show free previews, that sort of thing?
Not until an authentication process has been gone through.
I see.
And then the other thing about it is obviously if they have that logo on their site, it would be very easy for a filtering software to lock that site out. So if somebody wanted to use their own filtering software on their computer and that software was there, it would lock it out. The other private solution for that type of thing is if somebody does pull up that result on a page or whatever, and say they search for a Barbie doll and it brings up Barbie doll porn, well, if porn was in the link, then your filter, if somebody was using filtering software on their computer, it would block that URL completely. Even if it was in the search result, they wouldn't be able to get to that.
Right, because when you're looking at porn websites, I mean, when you're looking for porn websites, they put keywords on their pages. And usually you don't see them when you go to the page, but they're hidden in the code in the page. Everything from sex to all the curse words that you can think of, I mean, they're all in there, dirty stuff. So if you search for Barbie and the search engine comes back with a page with all this these bad words on it, you could easily write software to determine whether or not these other words are on the page and shut them out. I mean, there's ways around this, man, which without passing laws.
Now what I was saying...
Oh, I'm not saying that I want to pass on
What I was again. Saying that I agree with is I agree with the fact that the intent... I don't like the intent behind these people, which is... And you can run a software... There's definitely a private solution. You can run a filtering software and you can stop these people. But I don't like their intent. I don't like the fact that they're using something like Barbie or whatever to... get, you know, and they're being deceptive about it.
I mean, really, what are they going to get out of it? I mean, a 3-year-old or a 4-year-old going to join a porn site? I mean, come on.
Who knows? I mean, who knows? You're right. It's not very good business practice, and it's dumb, you know? And, you know what, maybe they're going to get some dad who's looking to buy a Barbie for his daughter? That's what they're thinking?
Yeah, I don't know what they're thinking. It's bizarre. 800-259-9231. Oh, there's another crime that Alberto Gonzalez has proposed that be made into law in regards to internet sites. We'll share that with you coming up. 800-259-9231. This is your show. Apparently you can't handle your own surfing habits. The government's got to tell you where you can go and what you can do. It's Free Talk Live.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you've missed a moment of the show, we've got them archived for you. Front page of the site. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there as well. And we're auctioning off our banner, the second banner on the website, second from the top. You can get it for, well, dirt cheap. I mean, go to auction.freetalklive.com. Last time I looked, it was under $50. That's auction.freetalklive.com. You can advertise your business, your service, your favorite band, whatever you want. Again, auction.freetalklive.com. Whoa! Attorney General Gonzalez has proposed some new laws to regulate the Internet, because apparently children are just being poisoned.
We need a law.
They're being poisoned by pornography, and laws will put a stop to it. Yes, if we pass more laws, children will never come across porn online.
If we pass enough laws, pornography will just disappear.
Well, one of the things that he wants to do is require all commercial websites to place marks and notices on any sexually explicit page that I guess everybody can access by going to. So if you go to a site and the site has porn on it, it's going to have some sort of a notice up at the top, kind of like, you know, your videotapes have the FBI warning at the front. This will have to have a notice at the top that actually outlines what sort of sexual content will be found below.
But the ridiculous part about this is if the porn site comes from another country, there's no controlling it at all.
Of course.
And
well, we could always send in troops.
Well, that's the thing. Is we're going to create some bureaucracy here in this country to make sure that porn sites in this country follow the little rules. And if they don't, we have to go in and kick their doors in or do whatever it is that they're going to do. So it's not doing anything, and we're going to spend millions of dollars on it. And I don't want to spend it.
Well, here's another one of the new
crimes. When people can just get their own filtering at their own house.
Yeah.
And they can pay for it and take responsibility.
And that's affordable, by the way. I mean, the personal, private solutions to pornography and undesirable things that some parents don't want their kids to see, pretty darn affordable, pretty cheap. But if you want the government to do it for you, it's going to be really expensive.
Because the government is inefficient and ineffective at everything it
does.
Well,
here's a new crime they're proposing. It's going to require that commercial websites not post explicit material on their homepage if it can be seen absent any further actions by the viewer. So, again, just requiring people to just... You don't own your own website. You can't put whatever you want wherever you want on your own site. The government's going to get to tell you where you can put things and how many of them you can have and if you have to describe it in a certain way. I mean, I think this is an infringement upon the First Amendment freedoms on the web. And I hope that the Electronic Freedom Foundation?
Electronic Frontier Foundation.
I hope they fight against this. A critic of the proposal said its requirements amount to an unreasonable imposition on Americans' rights to free expression. In particular, a mandatory rating system backed by criminal penalties is antithetical to the First Amendment, according to the ACLU. During his speech, Gonzalez also warned that ISPs, Internet Service Providers, must begin to retain records of their customers' activities to aid in future criminal prosecutions. And indicated that legislation might already be might be necessary there as well. Internet service providers say they already cooperate with the police and appear to be girding for a political battle over new regulations that they view as intrusive. In fact, Johnson, you sent an article to me today about how apparently AT&T has been just funneling all kinds of information to the NSA.
Yeah.
Like wholesale.
Yeah.
Lots of information.
And basically anyone who saw, okay, here's the scary thing. Anyone out there, and many of you are about to be highly disturbed, you're listening to us, maybe you listen to our broadband stream, whatnot, you've got your Comcast cable modem at home, and you're browsing the internet. Well, all of Comcast's traffic goes through AT&T. All of AT&T's traffic goes through the NSA. The NSA takes all that data and sends it out in little chunks to different data mining companies all over the country. They are looking at it. It's not just being thrown aside. They are looking at all of it.
So I made a point of writing bomb and kill the president and Al-Qaeda and terrorism in some instant messages to you today. So we'll see if they catch
Allah!
On. Yeah.
Maybe they're monitoring the radio waves. Allah! Akbar!
So there you go. There's a story, man. More internet regulations coming down the pipe. I mean, it's continuing this war on porn that the Bush administration has been engaged in.
The ultimately unsuccessful war on porn.
Of course.
Of course.
What are they going to do? Ban it?
They want to do that.
They would love to.
Yes.
And it would do nothing but make it more dangerous for the people involved. It would make it dangerous to purchase and sell, and it would still be there.
All they're doing is ensuring that Democrats get elected.
Oh,
good point.
I'd like to mention something about that. Did you actually listen to that interview the article that I sent you about the NSA and the AT&T thing?
Listen to it? No.
Oh, okay. There was like a 13-minute podcast that was attached or whatever. It's like some sort of security podcast.
Okay.
They covered it. I don't remember their name. Sorry. I actually plugged them because it was good. But they actually had on. It was quite interesting, especially, you know, a lot of you GCN conspiracy kooks love this. They had this air gap technique that they were using. Apparently, they were talking to someone who was an engineer at AT&T, and they really didn't want to reveal his identity. So what this guy did is he had somebody who he was talking to on the phone, and then this guy was in a secure, like, I think it was ICQ, he was using some sort of an instant messaging client to talk to this engineer who was at, you know, work or whatever, over an encrypted computer transmission so that they weren't actually directly interviewing the guy that was giving them the information.
I see.
They were typing. One guy was transcribing the questions over an encrypted computer connection.
Because he was paranoid.
To get answers back. Yeah, he was really paranoid. And he had good reason. The NSA, you know, he could lose his job with AT&T if the NSA found out about it. They're the NSA.
I see. It was the AT&T guy that was essentially outing their procedures. He was outing what was going on the inside.
Oh, yeah. He was just basically saying, look, yeah, they are reading this. He's like, at first I thought it was nothing, too, and then I looked into it, and it's scary.
Yikes. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airways. It's Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time?
Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
If you had to flee your home in 3 minutes, what would you bring? Wouldn't it be nice if you had all of your important items in one place and ready to grab just in case you had to leave quickly in an emergency? Guardian Angel Preparedness specializes in survival products and 72-hour survival kits. Our kits contain only the finest quality survival supplies, hand-selected to be of real value in an emergency. We have kits for 1, 2, 4 people or more. We also carry emergency lighting, tools, and even survival supplies for your dog, like saddlebags and collapsible food and water bowls. Contact us toll-free at 877-442-7548. That's 877-442-7548. Or visit www.gapkits.com. That's www.gapkits.com. Remember, it wasn't raining when Noah built the ark.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. Join us online, freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system's there with thousands of posts for you to read, hundreds of people interacting. It's free at bbs.freetalklive.com. So we are talking about these new laws that the Attorney General is proposing to put labels on websites, labels on pornographic websites, among other restrictions on freedom of speech. And this isn't a surprise. This is all coming from a government that's really, well, they're pleased with the idea of restricting speech. What happened recently, Manwich, on the White House lawn?
Well, you know that Hu visited the White House on a diplomatic mission from China. Yeah, Hu.
Who?
Who? The premier or prime minister or whatever of China.
When?
Anyway, Bush and him were, I don't know, French kissing on the White House lawn, and they were giving speeches. And this is, it's really kind of ironic. Bush was saying, China has become successful because the Chinese people are experienced the freedom to buy and to sell and to produce. And China can grow even more successful by allowing the Chinese people the freedom to assemble, to speak freely, and to worship.
That sounds pretty good.
It does sound very good. Well, shortly thereafter, a gal from the, I can never remember the name of this.
Falun Gong.
Falun Gong, yeah. I was going to say Hung Lung Gong or something like that. I don't know. What do I know? She started hollering about, well, you know, freedom of religion, practicing her freedom of speech. Mm-hmm. And let's see, one of the people in the White House lawn, South Lawn, actually tried to speak freely right here in America, but both the lack of free speech and religious freedom in China, that free-speaking woman was promptly hauled off and arrested. She was held for over 24 hours.
What?
Yeah. For, you know, interrupting, but hey, the president's talking here.
Okay.
We're trying to have a, you know, a political assembly, and you people are hollering and stuff about freedom and human rights and crap?
And I believe she was charged. I saw the news today. She's been charged with something. I did not actually go and bother to look to see what she was charged with. But it, essentially, yeah, right after Bush got done talking about how freedom of speech is such a great thing, you arrest a woman for speaking out.
Right. She says, President Bush, stop him from killing. President Bush, stop him from persecuting the Falun Gong. I mean, she's screaming about people dying, and, you know, the president's getting arrested, interrupted, so let's arrest her.
Getting arrested?
Yeah. Pardon me, Freudian.
She outs him, and then he gets arrested. That'd be great.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just, to me, it's hilarious that he's talking about freedom of speech. She practices, and freedom of religion. She practices her freedom of speech, talking about the freedom of religion, right. And they haul her off to jail.
Well, how did she
here
get,
in America,
how,
folks?
How did she get there in the first place? I mean, normally wherever the president goes, there's a free speech zone that they set up, which is usually a mile and a half away from the actual location where the president is going to be speaking, and people that have not so nice things to say about the president are only allowed to say them in the free speech zone. So I wonder, I mean, did they just let anybody into this event?
Well, this was out in front of the White House.
I mean, I see.
It's pretty open there.
Right, so they couldn't really shut off the Pennsylvania Avenue.
It was right there for everyone to see on CNN.
Because normally they just let the Bush supporters nearby Bush because he doesn't want to see this sort of thing, which is why they shut her up real quick. He doesn't want to see people that disagree with him. Because he's kind of living in this fantasy world where everyone agrees with him. In fact, didn't another statistic
come out? He's the decider.
Yeah.
He's the decider.
Didn't another statistic come out yesterday that said that he's at another new record low?
Oh, yeah. He's at like something like
33%.
20 or 30%. Oh, no, really? It's
33.
I thought it had dropped below 30 now.
I thought it had, too, for some reason, but I don't know.
It must be some other number that we had seen, you know.
Yeah.
Happiness with all of it, you know, with his this particular
issue. It definitely was 33%. Hey, more on the way. Hour number three is coming up. You take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. And you get to bring up anything.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How would you...